the rest of the story. I want you to meet Mary Louise. She was born in Waco, Texas in 1884. Mary's daddy was a wholesale grocer. Both parents were Irish immigrants. By the age of 14, talented Mary Louise began studying voice in Chicago, subsequently became a traveling performer, city to city, stage companies, rodeos. 1904, she met and married a Denver newspaper man. The marriage would not last, nor would her second, nor would her third. For little Mary Louise had an eye on New York and the big time. Soon she became the woman you know, the bright, tough roustabout of nightclub stage and silent screen. Mary Louise Cecilia was Texas Guinan. But you don't yet know the rest of the story. Once on stage in New York City, Mary Guinan rose quickly from the ranks of the chorus. One good musical comedy role followed another better one. By 1908, Mary was on the vaudeville circuit, billed as the Gibson Girl, and there she belted ballads from a basket suspended above the audience. The year 1913 brought a successful review, The Passing Show. World War I took Mary behind the lines in France to entertain the troops. It was perhaps in silent films that Mary first hammered out the image of Texas Guinan, pictures like The Gun Woman and Little Miss Deputy. For the aggressive self-reliance Mary dramatized on screen forged the character of a new woman, brash and capable, ready and willing to meet the male world on its own terms. That was the role Texas Guinan carried into the nightclubs and the lounges and the speakeasies of the era of Prohibition. She became the lusty performer hostess, a white-hot neon doll glowing through a stale haze of cigar smoke, a husky, dusky reflection in a pool of illegal booze. Texas Guinan. Her trade, trading insults. Her greeting, hello, sucker. The El Fay Club opened in 1924. Texas Guinan perched atop a tall stool, jibing with the socialites and the racketeers. They were her court, her reign, her throne, her subjects. The El Fay raided, closed. The Del Fay opened two blocks away. The Texas Guinan Club, the 300 Club, the Club in Time, Texas Guinan's Salon Royale, each in succession, an itinerant kingdom uprooted at the shriek of a police whistle. Give the little girl a big hand, and they gave her a hand. Today would be the 100th anniversary of the birth of a newsman, Lowell Thomas, who remembered another Texas Guinan from many years before. A young woman named Mary. That's right, in Anaconda, Montana, when Lowell Thomas was 12, he had a crush on a vivacious blonde named Mary Guinan. Lowell never told his parents about the infatuation, but as the years rolled by, he watched that gleaming star from his childhood ascend and take its place in the midnight sky. For the little girl from Waco who rode the road shows to New York City, the brash blonde who bombarded the Big Apple belting ballads from a swinging basket, the speakeasy mistress of ceremonies who blazed a brazen trail across the Prohibition era, Texas Guinan, Lowell Thomas remembered as his school teacher. As his Sunday school teacher. And now you know the rest of the story.